This episode of Pure Nintendo Podcast was recorded in front of a live audience. Everyone, and welcome back to the Koopa Cast. We're happy to have you listening, and today's an exciting podcast because there has been a Nintendo Direct after what feels like forever. I'm Trev, and I'm joined by two of my coworkers. Justin's here.
Hey, everyone.
And the easiest, breeziest grandma around, Jen, is here as well.
What up, my dudes?
All right. So, yeah, first things first, guys. How does it feel to have a full-fledged Nintendo Direct? Not a mini, not a game-specific, but a good old-fashioned Nintendo Direct. How'd you feel, Justin?
Oh, man. It was really exciting. It was just good to have these general directs back. I think I looked at the last time they had one was in September of 2019, something like 530 days. That's just too long. So it was really cool to see and see it back.
Yeah. What'd you think, Jen?
I forgot how jam-packed Nintendo Directs used to be until I sat down to look at all of the announcements that they had, and it was a lot, but I thought it was a really great variety, and I'm hoping that, I mean, if they want to do like a hybrid where occasionally they do a full-fledged direct and then do little mini directs again to keep it easier on them, I'm down for that. I would be happy with just one a season at this point because it was really fun.
Yeah, it sure was. And dozens of games announced, and for time, we're not going to talk about them all, but we are going to go through just a few of our favorites. Ahead of time, we kind of just quickly went over a list of some of the standouts. So let's see, first game, I'm going to do this kind of in order, is how they were announced, but I think Jen mentioned Fall Guys stood out to you a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Fall Guys is adorable. I love that game. It's also really chaotic, and I'm excited to see it come to the Switch, but ever since it's been announced, me and my friends have been screaming about how much fun we're going to have to be able to play together, because not all of my friends play on PC or anything like that, so having it on a console like the Switch is going to make it a lot easier to bring my friends on and enjoy it together.
Wow, that's interesting. I wasn't familiar with it. Do you know, or maybe we don't because it was just announced, but is there going to be like a cross-platform type of connectivity?
I don't know. I hope so. This is kind of like one of those games like Among Us where it spurred out of PC mobile kind of world and started releasing onto different platforms, and so I'm hoping that with it they'll do cross-platform play because it's such a big game already for a lot of PC players. It's one of those just niche spur of the moment obsessions on like Twitch and everywhere, so it would be a huge miss if they didn't try to integrate it in some kind of way, honestly.
Huh. Interesting. But you, Justin, were you familiar with Fall Guys prior to the announcement?
Yeah, I played a little bit on PC. We've done a game night here and there, small gathering over the last few years, and haven't done it as much throughout the pandemic. But yeah, we did get to play a little bit of Fall Guys back when it was really hot a few months ago, and I think it's perfect for the Switch audience. And I do wish they had a few more details, like crossplay confirmation and/or maybe local couch co-op. Mm-hmm. So we'll see, but I'm definitely excited for it. Seems tailor-made for the Switch.
Yeah. So I'm just looking at the title, the subtitle or moniker, Ultimate Knockout. Is that new for the Switch, or?
I think that is the normal subtitle of the game. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I honestly can't remember. Now I'm going to look, though.
In any case, whether you played it prior or it's brand new to you, it looks up to 60 players. My goodness. Mm-hmm. That's a party and then some. Fall Guys, Ultimate Knockout, coming summer 2021 to Nintendo Switch. All right. Let's look next on our... Oh, go ahead, Jen.
I was just going to say, I think Ultimate Knockout is its usual title.
Okay, yeah.
Which I'm just now realizing I don't think I've ever noticed until now, but...
One of those Mandela effect things. It's always been there, but we don't remember.
Yep.
Interesting. All right, looking at our looking at our list here, I think the next one you also mentioned.
Yeah, Telltale is a great company. I don't remember. I remember the studio was in trouble, but I don't know if that meant that somebody else was going to absorb them or if they were just shutting down. But I really, really love the stuff that they do. And Borderlands is definitely a series that's perfect for Telltale. And the fact that Switch players are gonna get to play Tales of Borderlands is really, really cool to me.
Nice. You have any thoughts on the game or the company, Justin?
Yeah, I mean, Telltale has done some good stuff. I haven't played all of these kind of episodic story based games. I did play the Batman ones. I think they had some of those. I think it may have been one of the first ports that they did on the Switch. But yeah, I really enjoyed that, and it seems like they've done several other ones that have been really good. So yeah, I would check it out. I like the Borderlands games for sure.
I gotta say, as much as I like having new games on the Switch, I would have liked to seen the Strong Bad games come on over. But I'll just stick with my WiiWare memories for that. So yeah, get that coming out. And just looking at the list, even though we cut it down, we still have quite a few games left here. Project Triangle looked intriguing. What are you guys' thoughts? Justin, you want to start us off on that one?
Yeah, that definitely seems like it's the same team that did Octopath Traveler. I think they like to have that word project, I guess, as they're starting things off, because I think it was Project Octopath Traveler, and then I think they just were like, all right, let's keep the name. So it'll be interesting if this keeps the triangle strategy part of the name, but it looks interesting. Looks like they're doing some fun things with the storyline and how it's going to affect things as you're playing through it. Seems like it almost had some Fire Emblem vibes to it. I know in some of the recent Fire Emblem games like Fates, you could kind of go down different paths. So it seemed like they were kind of going for that. You have these kind of three nations that you can kind of choose between. So it'll be interesting. I like the art style. I like that kind of retro mixed with a little bit of the new new background graphics. But yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah. Your thoughts, Jen?
I am pretty excited to see what they do with it. I was obsessed with Fire Emblem Three Houses last year, which gives me the same vibes like Justin was talking about. I think that you're going to have a lot of the same branching, pivotal decisions in the story. And I, through Fire Emblem, realized that I actually do like real-time strategy games, which is something that's kind of new for me. I never really played with a lot of turn-based games before because it's not usually something that I'm patient enough for, but I liked the kind of chessboard style of games like that, and this looks like it really does a lot of that, so I'm kind of excited to see what this does. I also really liked that the characters were pixelated but still had some 3D elements to how they were rounded out, but the background looked a little bit more polished. Like, it was an interesting style choice that I really kind of was intrigued by.
Yeah, definitely distinct. And it's interesting, of course, we're recording this the day of the Direct, the 17th, which is also the day that the game debuted. So February 17th, you can get the debut demo, a free download for Project Triangle. So Sure, we'll probably all be checking that out. Give some more hands-on impressions. And yeah, let us know what you think of the game too. You know, tweet us out or share your thoughts as well. All right. The next up on the list, I think this is the first game that we talked about that all three of us probably are excited about. And that's a long overdue entry into the Mario Golf series. Mario Golf Super Rush. Are you guys going to be hitting the virtual links?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I thought I'm not quite sure how the subtitle relates. That Super Rush is kind of interesting. I know they had that kind of speed mode that they showed off. But it didn't sound like a golf game, you know, subtitle with Super Rush. But that speed mode actually looked pretty cool. It kind of adds maybe a different twist onto, the core golf gameplay. I always felt like Mario Golf was really just a golf game with Mario characters, whereas like something like Mario Kart is more than just a racing game with Mario characters. It's got, you know, lots of different types of gameplay and items and, you know, things that it's almost created its own genre. But I do like that they're trying to experiment a little bit more with some different modes, and looks like the core gameplay is going to be just as fun too. So
I hadn't thought about it until you mentioned it, Justin, but I have a theory on the Super Rush subtitle. It reminds me of on the 3DS, they had Mario Party Star Rush. And what was unique on that, I think that was the first Mario Party game that let players move basically together rather than having to take turns rolling the dice. And looking at the footage of this, the speed golf mode, where everybody's playing at once, I think maybe they're tapping into that element again.
Yeah.
But there's no sitting around waiting for people to take turns. It's just go, go, go.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jen?
I am really excited. I played hours of Mario Golf with my dad growing up, and I'm so excited to get to play a new version of it. I still need to play Mario Tennis that came out, the newer one, because I loved both of those. But yeah, I'm really excited for this Mario Golf. I think that it could be a lot of fun. Me and Tripp, my husband, were making jokes about kicking each other's butt in the speedrun versions of the game. So the competition is already there in this house. We're ready to go. But I also think I'm probably gonna have to send a link to my dad to tell him that he needs to get it on his Switch when it comes out, because I think he'll be excited about that.
That's cute, actually. It reminds me of my wife, another Jen. I'll call her Jenny, just for distinction. She got fond memories of playing Nintendo Golf with her dad as well. So it's just interesting how golf video games are bringing daughters and fathers together. But yeah, the party mode's looking fun, and definitely having spousal competition, I think, is a good thing. You think you guys will be doing motion controls?
No.
That's pretty definitive. You sure?
I am not a fan of motion controls. They're either incredibly spotty or I just like don't enjoy doing it. But I also don't have a lot of room to do it where our Switch is, like our Switch and our TV setup, there's a big coffee table in the way. So I don't know if I would really be able to get a good swing in anyway.
Well, if you're getting really competitive and Tripp is starting to beat you, mm-hmm. don't be afraid to bust out the motion controls, because if you smack him, I mean, it's not your fault, right?
It's true. It's all the sport of the game.
What about you, Justin? You think you're going to want to play it with motion?
Oh, yeah. I'm a sucker for motion controls, and as some of you have probably heard me talk about Skyward Sword, which we'll talk about a little bit too.
Spoiler alert.
I love motion controls. As long as they work well, and I usually try and give them a chance, and we've got a decent playable area to check it out. I don't think it'll be quite, you know, I felt like the Wii U when it did the Wii Sports Golf, and you could actually see your golf ball on the Wii U screen. You know, you put it on the floor and
interesting.
And had the Wii remote and all that. That was kind of cool. But man, in college, I played so much of the original Wii Sports Golf with my roommates, and after class, we would just play, I don't know, 9 or 18 holes, and it was always a lot of fun trash talking and playing through that. So I enjoyed the motion controls from some of those games. So it'd be cool to see that in the Mario Golf game too.
It reminded me, Justin, I played Wii Sports Golf with my dad. So yeah. It's really, it's a father and child bonding thing. One thing we didn't mention, or I don't think we mentioned, is this game kind of a story mode, which of course makes me think of, I think it was on the Game Boy Color, where Mario Golf first had a story mode.
Yeah.
If my memory serves, but you know, seeing that too made me think of Golf Story, which was sort of a golfing adventure RPG kind of hybrid. So what do you think? You think you guys are going to dive into story mode, or you think you're going to go straight to a like multiplayer? Or
I'll probably do both. I mean, even if the story mode is just kind of a silly gimmick to get you through all the courses or something, it's probably still going to be fun and cute. So I have never played a Mario game with even like a kind of weak story that I didn't still have fun playing through.
Yeah, I'll probably do the same. I usually like the story modes, and I loved that Game Boy Color Mario Golf, Trev. That was awesome. Any of the Camelot games, they always did a really good job with those. So hopefully, it may still be kind of a simplistic story mode, kind of like the recent Mario Tennis game, but I'd be fine with that. I would like a little bit more depth if they can, but I'll play it either way.
Yeah, for sure. Alrighty, moving down our list, we go to a another first party game here, and it's a game you know, some people probably remember from the 3DS, and that's Miitopia. So question to both Justin and Jen, did you play Miitopia on the 3DS?
I don't think so.
I did. I don't know that I played all the way through it. I get Miitopia and Tamagotchi Life mixed up a little bit in my head.
Same.
They're kind of similar, but I do remember liking a lot of aspects about Miitopia. So I'll probably give this one a chance, and if they've got a demo or something. I do like that they at least added some new characteristics to the Miis. I think they probably could have added a little bit more, but new hairstyles, or what do they call it? Wigs. They have like wigs that you can add on there. And makeup and other things. I always felt like the 3DS did Miis better than even the Wii U. They had more options for different hats and things, like remember with Street Pass and getting all of those. So I'd love to see more capabilities added there to the Miis, but it's kind of cool to see them back. Maybe we'll see Woohoo Island at some point, guys. Maybe.
Cool. I actually reviewed Miitopia. Yes, I just pulled up my review. I haven't looked at it in. This is from August 2017. I gave it a 6.5, which is decent. And I'm trying to remember what it was, because I definitely played it a lot. It might have been just, it was sort of an easy game, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. But yeah, it does get me wondering though, because, you know, with the Switch, Miis aren't really a thing other than perhaps our user avatar. And on Miitopia, obviously, I curated like Miis from the Mii channel. So you could pick, you know, custom designs for your allies or for the enemies. Do you think Nintendo is gonna do a mini Mii revival?
I think it's possible. I remember back when Xbox seemed like they were retiring their avatars, and then after some kickback from the community asking for them back because it was a great way to personalize your profile. And then I think they started adding little things to integrate the avatars back in, and now they're part of the profile just as they had been during the 360 days, and they're even better now. They've added all sorts of inclusive options for disabilities and all sorts of things, so you can really customize it. And I think it's possible. Nintendo's really good about testing the waters on something, and if it works, they just kind of go whole hog with it. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Miitopia turned out to be lucrative enough for them that they wouldn't just fully integrate it into the software.
I'm sorry, what was the expression you used? Nintendo goes, did you say whole hog?
Yeah. Oh.
I like it.
Is that a Georgia thing?
I was going to say.
It might
Yankee
be.
Yankee like me. I don't know that expression, but I like it.
Yeah, I heard that growing up in Georgia.
I'm a Yankee up here in New England, so I'm aware of some of these things. But yeah, Miitopia, not too long. It'll be out May 21st for Nintendo Switch. And I'm looking at the retail price. It is a little more than the 3DS, but it's not $49.99. It doesn't have like the full Switch tax, you know, that a lot of these other ports do. And that might just be because it's a port of a 3DS game and not a Wii U game. But either way, I like that. It still might be a tad overpriced for me, but just something to keep in mind. Miitopia. All right. Now we're up to what I suspect is Jen's favorite part of the Direct, even though it was a relatively small part. And that is Mario items coming into Animal Crossing. So I'll just let you run with this, Jen.
Okay, thanks. I'll try to ring myself in so I don't go too crazy. I'm excited because they have, well, I don't remember for sure every game doing it, but I definitely remember the GameCube game, and I think New Leaf had Mario items. And so I'm excited that they're bringing them back, because I kind of wondered why they weren't just in the game already, because it's Nintendo. But I like that they're integrating it during, because isn't it this like a Mario anniversary, and that's what prompted them to do it?
Yeah, this is kind of closing
it's
out.
Still
but
technically in the anniversary. I think it goes till the end of March.
I think
I think it was a smart idea for them to do it now as part of like a celebratory thing, but also I like that keeping with a lot of what Nintendo has been doing with Animal Crossing, their usable items. Because now that you can put things around your island, the fact that you can use a warp pipe to jump around the different parts of your island if you want to, or hit a question block and little coins pop up. That's just, I don't know, that's really cute and adorable. That's stuff that they didn't have in previous games. I remember having the Mario items in my house in the GameCube days, and you could just walk up to the pipe and press it and it would make the noise, but that was all you got out of it. So the fact that they're trying to make them cute little items that you can really interact with is great. I'm just happy that Nintendo, like the Animal Crossing directing team at least, has been taking a lot of time to figure out how to make the items and even the villagers and everything in the game less just static decor and actually something that you can use or have fun with.
Yeah, for sure. I gotta ask, and I suspect I already know the answer, but I'm guessing, Jen, you probably played the game more than maybe Justin and I even combined. I'm trying to remember if I've seen your profile. I don't tend to look at them, but just out of curiosity, Justin, when's the last time you played New Horizons?
It was, I think, over Christmas. I think we did play a little bit and catching some snowflakes and things like that, creating snow boys. But it seems like it's been a while since I had checked in even prior to that. I really loved the middle of the summer update when they introduced the swimming and the diving and getting some of the new creatures there, like that was awesome. But it seems like the updates since then have been more, you know, just a little more basic. But this Mario update looks fantastic, and I love that interactivity, like Jen was saying, with the warp pipe, and it really did look like, you know, you can create your island almost like a Mario level, and with kind of the goal flag, and yeah, I don't know, it looked really cool. So I thought it was funny how they had one of the villagers dressed up as Peach, and she's taking selfies, which is one of the I think that's one of the new emotes that they had added. But it looked really cool. It's like, man, they didn't really have to, you know, script this as like a cutscene. It's just stuff they have in the game now. It was just pretty kind of cool.
Have y'all seen the Super Mario World that Japan is doing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It gave me those vibes. I feel like at some point we might see them kind of, if they don't add more items at the release of that park, because I don't think that park is actually opened yet, but if they don't do something to celebrate that opening, I'll be really surprised.
Yeah, same here. I was thinking, Justin, I'm kind of like you. I last played New Horizons, I think around, it was at least New Year's, because I remember I actually had two copies of Animal Crossing going at midnight so I could compare the fireworks. But yeah, I haven't played it a whole lot since. Jen, I bet you played this week.
Yes, I played 2 days ago for the festival.
So here's my question. You know, we've been perfecting our islands and doing this. Seeing all the Mario stuff, I'm really tempted to kind of almost like gut my island and just go nuts, making it completely almost like the Mario update to Minecraft. I just want to see if I can make like a crazy Mario themed island, and you know, the past year's work be, you know, whatever. What do you guys think? Is it going to be something you just dabble in, or do you think you're really a go, what is it, go hog wild, or
whole hog?
Whole hog.
Whole hog, yeah. You got tempting, huh?
Yeah. I feel like I'm definitely going to add the warp pipes, if nothing else, because I like a nice shortcut across an island. But I think if I did anything, it would need to blend in with what I've got going on, because I have a pristine island with a nice little theme going. So I would want it to work seamlessly with that.
I think the update will be a good thing for people maybe like me and Justin, who have maybe not played it quite as much in recent months, to get back into it. Mm-hmm. And and obviously people who just picked up Animal Crossing recently, like over the holiday season or something, I think it's going to be a big motivator for them as well. So my screen fell asleep. There we go. So that's a cue. We've been talking about Animal Crossing too long. My screen fell asleep.
Screen's like, move on.
People can look forward to that. We'll probably do a thing for the next Animal Crossing corner on the Mario update. Mm-hmm. But we do have to move on, unfortunately, for time. And next on the list is a game I actually know very little about, and the Nintendo page is kind of Spartan. It's Star Wars Hunters. And Jen, I think you are familiar with this game, or at least excited about it.
I'm just excited for more Star Wars content. That's pretty much my only contribution to this section.
Okay, moving on. No, I'm just kidding. I think I have, you know, there's only a few Star Wars games on the Switch, but Star Wars Pinball, there's Star Wars Pod Racing, I don't think that's the name of it, but, and there's like Bounty Hunter or something. But anyway, I have them all. And Pinball's great. I feel like the other ones are kind of just straight ports. Mm-hmm. So I do think there's room for more Star Wars content. You know, something needs to tide us over until season 3 of Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all I got on that, too. You got anything, Justin?
Well, I did. I was looking over the press release that they had sent out, and yeah, there wasn't a whole lot in the trailer. It's more, yeah, it's very much just a teaser, but it does mention squad-based multiplayer battles. It does say it's going to be a free-to-play game. So maybe it's kind of going to be Fortnite-esque, or maybe Star Wars Battlefront Lite, where, you know, you've got different, maybe large battle arenas, and it looks like they're going to kind of have characters from all over the Star Wars universe that you can kind of pair up with one another, and so people can kind of choose their favorites, and you know, so you might see a Mandalorian teamed up with, you know, a Stormtrooper. It seems like they're trying to go for that type of thing based on what I'm reading, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it works. Zynga is the game company, and they usually do mobile games, and it looks like this is going to be for Switch and also the mobile app stores, so I'm sure it'll be cross-play. So it does seem like it's going for that type of Fortnite, you know, kind of large user base, free-to-play online game, so... Mm-hmm.
One to keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. This doesn't really have anything to do with the game per se, but just a little bit of Star Wars oddity. For the first time since we got Disney Plus, I watched A New Hope. And what the heck is McClunky? I had to actually Google that. You guys know what I'm talking about?
McClunky?
I'm sure nobody listening to this will probably know, but it seems George Lucas, for the Disney Plus edition, edited the Han and Greedo seed yet again.
Oh, no, as much as I've seen that movie,
I watched it, I paused it, I said, what in the world is that?
What's funny is I just Googled that, and it was a top search of A New Hope McClunky. Oh, no. And there's a whole screen rant about it.
Oh, man, that's...
Why?
That sounds...
It's
that
so
sounds
weird, because that's like the fourth time that scene's been, like, tweaked.
Yeah.
So,
I'm surprised that it did change, because I thought Disney told George to calm down. I don't understand why it changed again.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I don't know. But there's a little bit of trivia, and if anyone's curious, myself and Matt Paxton, who is a former writer... We are firmly in the Greedo shot first camp, so we're outliers. So send your hate mail to inbox at purenintendo.com. Anyway, now that we get that McClunky out of the way, Hades is getting a physical release. And if you're a subscriber, you may have seen that Hades was a highly regarded pick among Pure Nintendo staff. Popular with the readers as well. And I know, Jen, you were saying, as someone who hasn't actually played the game yet, you were looking forward to a physical copy?
Yeah, I think the physical copy is really cool, that the series, or not the series, but at least the game itself warranted it based off of how obsessed people were. I think the thing that interested me the most about eventually playing, because I do want to get it in some form or another, is so many people who don't typically play that genre of game were really drawn to it, and I really, really love the art that came from it, both the promotional art and the fan art that came from it. There's some really incredible character designs in it that I think you lose during the actual gameplay, but it might appear more in the promotional materials and some of the cutscenes. But it's definitely caught my interest. I want to play it.
It's possible, too, with the physical release, they may have some, like a booklet, like an art booklet or something.
I think they did mention that they were looking to push a lot of their art within the physical stuff.
Yeah. So yet another popular game moving from the digital realm to the physical. I don't know how people can collect a full physical collection for Nintendo Switch, because Oh, seems like every week there's new games. And they're not giving them away, that's for sure. But yeah, for any who are interested in Myst Hades, the first timer, we're just waiting, hoping for a physical release. That'll be coming as well. So now we're moving on to another game that was popular with the Pure Nintendo staff. Amazingly, I think this was actually our runner-up for Game of the Year, which sort of surprised me, but it's Hyrule Warriors. Age of Calamity is getting a season pass or DLC. So I will probably pick it up just because I enjoy playing the game in multiplayer with my wife. The frame rate definitely had it had its moments, but somehow it worked, and just all the chaos of, you know, one versus a thousand or whatever they call it. But yeah, I don't know. I know Justin, you played it a little. I don't know. Have you checked it out, Jen?
No, the only connection to Hyrule Warriors that I have is at PAX Prime or PAX West. They did huge booths for it for a couple years in a row. There were just several stations for it, and they were always jam-packed, almost worse than the Smash stations were.
Wow.
And I kind of got a peep at what people were doing, and it looked really fun, and then I sort of forgot about it. And now it's just completely missed me entirely. So, I mean, I'm interested, but I don't usually go for games like that. So it would have to come highly recommended by someone who also doesn't usually reach for games like that.
Well, I gave it an 8 out of 10, which is good, but some people on our team must have loved it because a lot of people voted for it. So I guess they're not in this particular podcast, but Pure Nintendo has silent Hyrule Warrior fans. Yeah, how much did you play, Justin? I know you played a little bit.
Yeah, I actually just played the demo, and it definitely improved on what the first Hyrule Warriors did, I thought, and story was really cool, and expansion pass. It seemed like it flashed the expansion content up in the direct like really quick. I don't know if you guys noticed that. Like they showed what was in the expansion pass, and like 2 seconds later, it's moving on. I'm like, oh wow, I couldn't
Yeah.
read what that was.
I wanted to pause it,
I did look it up. It says it's going to be $20, and it's going to have new characters, stages, weapons. The first wave is in June, and the second one is in November. And then I guess you get a couple other weapons and costumes for pre-ordering it. So seems like it's Nintendo's done pretty well with their expansion passes. Like I always think like I'm getting a pretty good amount of content for them. So, but.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised the game got updated because Hyrule Warriors on the Wii U and even 3DS, I think they got quite a few updates. So, and that's good because that's really the only Breath of the Wild 2 update we're getting. I tell you, I want to talk about Skyward Sword, but man, and they got on and they're like, "Please be patient" or whatever. I'm like, "Oh."
He almost just said, he just said, I apologize. Like he was
We've
just
got
like, oh.
nothing to show you. It's like I would have almost rather he doesn't come on screen at all, because you know the second you see him, you're like, "Ooh," you know, you get excited, and it's like, oh.
Being as
Did you guys
someone
honestly
who
think though we were gonna get Breath of the Wild 2 news?
probably, I do think it's coming. I, as someone who watched Nintendo just completely dance around Animal Crossing fans for 6 to 7 years before dropping the New Horizons trailer on us, I know that some of this is trepidation because it's, you know, unprecedented times or whatever, but I do think that they're waiting to just kind of drop a trailer out of nowhere and just surprise everyone and get them all excited, because I think those last minute announcements freak everybody out and it makes the the manic desperation for the game that much more hardcore than it ever would have been.
Manic desperation. I like that.
Yeah, I was
at least there was. Go ahead, Justin.
I was definitely hoping for something from Breath of the Wild 2, but I think it is understandable it wasn't there, in the sense that, you know, they're obviously trying to space out their calendar for the year, and if there is going to be an E3 or something like it, you know, whether it's digital or what have you, I think they want to have something big for that summertime. So I could see, you know, the people are wanting, like, you know, Metroid Prime Trilogy or even Metroid Prime 4 or that new 2D Metroid that's been rumored. But I could see some of that stuff being just saved for E3 time. It seems like that's kind of a typical spot for them. It will be the two-year mark at that point that we last saw Breath of the Wild 2. So hopefully by the summer we see something.
I know. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I remember we were, me, Harrison, Kirk, watching the Nintendo Direct in the press room at E3, and we were like all excited, and that seems like a lifetime ago now with the COVID and all this stuff, but
yeah.
Well, we did get a sort of a, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, it wasn't the main course, but we got a tasty little, you know, appetizer, maybe, especially for those who haven't played it before, and that's Skyward Sword HD, a game that I absolutely enjoyed from top to bottom on the Wii. And yeah, I'll let you guys share your opinion on Skyward Sword. Justin, you want to kick us off, because I know you like the game.
Yeah, well, Skyward Sword, man, and maybe my experience with Skyward Sword is somewhat, you know, somewhat better than most. Katie and I got married that year, and that was the first Zelda that we got to play together. So it was really cool to experience. Like we actually, before the game came out, we're like, all right, well, like, if you're gonna play the game, you know, you play it for a couple hours and then I'll play, but let's try not to get too far ahead of one another, so we, you know, aren't gonna spoil things. And anyways, it was just really fun to play through that, and then, you know, talk about where we were and what we were doing in the game. It definitely, you know, after Breath of the Wild, I can completely understand people going back to Skyward Sword. It is gonna feel maybe regressing a little bit. You know, like, man, I'm so used to being able to climb everything and the cooking mechanic, you know, just all this other stuff that they're used to seeing. But I would, you know, tell people to give it a chance and, you know, try and enjoy it for what it was at the time. And like, you know, Aonuma said, a lot of the features that were in the game, you know, ended up in Breath of the Wild and kind of inspired some of those new improvements that we saw there. So I really enjoyed the motion controls myself. I know that wasn't the most people's experience with it, but I'll definitely be playing with the Joy-Cons, and I do think it's great that they're adding the other control options, though. I think you know, opening it up to more people, it's just going to make it more accessible, right? Not everybody, you know, can even use motion controls effectively. So I think it's gonna get open to a lot more people, that just that button input is just gonna make it an easier experience, and they're not gonna be, you know, it's not gonna be something they attribute negatively to the whole game. So I'm excited for that. And I do really hope people give it another chance if they did try it previously and didn't enjoy it. And then, for those that haven't played it, like Jen, you were saying you hadn't played it, so I'm excited to see what you think about it.
Yeah, Jen, do you think you'll be, what are your thoughts on what you've seen or heard?
I really, really liked it. I think that it reminded me a lot of, there were certain combat elements that reminded me of this really interesting blend of, like, Majora's Mask and, I can't remember the name of the game. For some reason, Skyward Sword is sticking out, and that's not the name. It's the one with the boat.
Wind Waker.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I could not get that word out. Yeah, it kind of reminded me of a blend of both of those, which I love both of those. So I'm really interested to see how that grew up. And I think that, you know, talking back to what Justin mentioned about a lot of what was in that informed how they developed Breath of the Wild. I think that there's a whole group of people that either missed Skyward Sword or didn't properly appreciate it when it first came out, that having played Breath of the Wild, they might be able to look back and kind of see that, like, retrospective of what it really did for the franchise. I think a lot of the times people, even if they still go, well, Breath of the Wild did it better, that might be true, but they still can appreciate why it was the way it was and what they were trying to do. So that'll be really fun to see that perspective, I think, as it rolls out. But yeah, I always really love when Nintendo does these Zelda HD remakes. I think that they've always knocked it out of the park. And even if what it really is some extra cel shading and then just a port from the previous game, it's still really fun. I loved replaying Wind Waker, and Trip actually had never played Wind Waker, so I got to introduce him to it, and then he played it about 3 times in a row.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, so I really, really love that they're doing this. I think it's going to be really fun. And I mean, to the comment about controls, I think that's one of the things I've always really appreciated about Nintendo. They've always, not just in how like innovative their hardware is, but how accessible it is. I remember when they first announced Nintendo, I felt kind of like, I don't know, goosebumps in this really dweeby way, because I was so excited to see how many people are going to be able to play games through the Nintendo Switch that they wouldn't be able to play because they were too competitive and required, you know, both hands to use these like really complex controllers. And I love that the Joy-Cons can be played with one hand. They can, you know, you can share them, you can play without them. There's like so many things that the Nintendo Switch does that makes it easier for any player with any disability or just like even, you know, skill level of gaming to really kind of jump in and try. And I do wish that, I love that Nintendo does that with their first party games a lot, but I do wish I'd see more independent developers take advantage of that and offer more gameplay options that aren't just you can play it docked or undocked. So I'm hoping that they keep doing that and they keep trying really neat things, because I think they announced the Switch to have all these crazy abilities, but they haven't really used a lot of them just yet. So, but they have done some really neat stuff, like that IRL Mario Kart thing that they did just recently. So,
yeah.
Plus the Joy-Cons that they announced for Skyward Sword are so pretty, and I want them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're sleek looking. Yeah, nice comments. And I mean, if you're a dweeb, well, Justin and I are dweebs too, because said. And it's interesting just listening to you guys, kind of like Mario Golf, Zelda is a series of games that can kind of bring couples closer together, because I know when my wife and I got Skyward Sword, we devoured it together. We would take turns, you know. Yeah, I know the intro was a little slow, but I don't think it was Twilight Princess slow, but it was a little slow from what I remember. Mm-hmm. But once it got going, like, and you know, I would do maybe some more of the combat. Jenny's more into the puzzle element. You know, we'd alternate between overworld and dungeon. And, you know, that's the thing I liked about, I felt like Skyward Sword, the overworld kind of felt dungeon-esque in a way, mm-hmm. Like an open dungeon. Mm. Yeah, I'm excited for people to experience. I think it being a late Wii release, maybe it fell by the wayside a little bit, because you know, the Wii was well past its heyday at that point, but it's a great game. I think I still think Skyward Sword probably has the best soundtrack of any Zelda game. orchestrated, and it's just, it's an amazing listen. If you want to get hyped for the game, listen to the soundtrack on YouTube. It's something else, but yeah, it's just got great bosses, and there's a lot to like about it. And as much as I'll be using the motion controls, you know, it's cool that there is the option there. I was trying to visualize how it would work, like moving the stick and hitting the button. Kind of made me think of like some of those 3DS games where you had like the claw grip, like a, I don't know, like Prime Hunters or something, but time will tell. But yeah, Skyward Sword HD. And the game was already beautiful, so.
Yeah.
I think in HD, it's gonna just pop. I don't think the trailer really did it justice in terms of what I suspect it's gonna look like when it's on the big screen or on our you know, Switch, what's the handheld Switch called? Switch Lite.
Switch Lite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Skyward Sword. All right, we are running out of time, but thankfully we only have one game left. It was a game that caught me by surprise. Splatoon 3. Guys, you want to just share your thoughts on that real quick? Jan, why don't you start?
I thought that the promo trailer for it was really cute, and I have a lot of friends that are going to be hardcore obsessed with it. I didn't really get into the Splatoon craze, but if anybody jumps back into it and wants me to play with them, I will try to see what all the hype is about. I mean, they're cute little squid kids, you know?
Mm-hmm. What about you, Justin?
Yeah, I'll be there day one. The Splatoon 1 and 2 were both incredibly fun. I loved the Octo expansion they did. They just did a really good job with the gameplay. I'm kind of curious to see what will, you know, kind of warrant the fact that this is a Splatoon 3, you know, because Splatoon 2 didn't come out that long ago on the Switch. So, you know, I'm sure they'll have new weapons, levels, and, you know, a bunch of other things. But for kind of a multiplayer-centric game, for the most part, I mean, maybe they'll have a whole other story campaign too. But it'd be interesting how they're going to evolve the gameplay as Nintendo usually does with, you know, like a Mario game. You know, we think of, you know, something going from like Mario 64 to Sunshine to Galaxy. There's quite a few new gameplay mechanics that they introduce. So I'll be interested to see what some of those end up being. But I'm excited for it.
Yeah, that's a good point you made, because I remember even when Splatoon 2 came out, there were a lot of people saying, oh, it's more like Splatoon 1.5. Mm-hmm. So is 3 going to be a comparable leap, where it seems more of a refinement maybe rather than an outright new thing? I don't know. Time will tell. That about wraps it up for our highlights. And of course, the biggest highlight, again, just being the fact that Nintendo Directs are back.
Yay!
If memory serves, did we predict that, Justin, in our predictions?
Yeah, I think so. I think at least you had that in there. So
yeah, so Mark already off to a better start than I was last year.
That's right. We're all off to a better start then.
Alrighty. I guess all I got, Justin. You want to wrap things up?
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us back on the KoopaCast, everyone. We're hoping to get this a little bit more regular, and hopefully as Nintendo keys up some more news, hopefully in the coming weeks and months, we'll have more to talk about more frequently. So thanks for joining us. Thanks, Jen. Thanks, Trev. And we'll see you guys next time.